just one question. Who are we and who's responsible for what we've become? As I survey the landscape of the changes that have taken place literally before my eyes over the course of my lifetime, I have to wonder, where did we go wrong? George W. smirks, Dick Cheney sneers, Rumsfeld jokes, Powell blusters, Rice lies, Enron and WorldCom steal, DynCorp vaccinates, Halliburton feeds and feeds and feeds and feeds. Americans hurt, and in Iraq, Americans die. Our national leaders insult our allies, create more foes, reward their friends, increase our insecurity through their own policies, and plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation. Massive failures all around us enter into the calculation. And any answer to my question, who are we and who's responsible for what we've become? From the lies to our servicemen and women and to all of us about Iraq, to the still unanswered questions about September 11th, the Congress has failed in its oversight of the executive branch, and the American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system. It's abominable that Rumsfeld can say America can afford the extra $87 billion for corporate outrage and human cannon fodder in Iraq, while at the same time, women and children constitute the fastest growing segment of our homeless population. The very act of our sitting vice president taking a paycheck, I can't even believe I'm saying this, taking a paycheck from the American people while at the very same time taking one from a corporation that gets billions and billions of dollars in no-bid, sole-source contracts should make us all outraged, and the vice president should blush. But these people don't blush because in the end, they know they can get away with it.